Roger Flynn from Albany Creek has received an OAM for his service to squash. And it's a remarkable resume that includes coaching, includes administration, and it includes many, many awards. And added to that is now the Order of Australia medal. Roger, congratulations. How are you feeling about this?
I'm a bit overwhelmed, Nick. It's, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, there's nothing better than to be recognised by your country, if you like. I mean, I was an immigrant, came out here in 1958 and grew up in Australia. Always felt Australian, but it was only when I went overseas to work for a number of years that I realised how important Australia was to me. So when I came back, I got my citizenship and my passport. And it's sort of, I can't really describe how important it was at that time. And so you can probably imagine how this award feels in that sort of, from that perspective.
Absolutely. Now, looking at the resume, you've were playing in the 1970s. Are you still playing now?
Oh, no. The hips went out in my 30s, and, you know, the malady that affected most top squash players was hips. So, I'm happy to set off the alarms at the security at the airport all the time and be wandered all the time. So, you know, that was a long time ago, and it was sort of accelerated my move into coaching. And, I was lucky, I suppose, to have attracted a number of good players when they were quite young, and they went on to become world champions and top 10 players in the world.
So what is it? What's the attraction of squash to you?
I think when I played tennis when I was quite young, and I used to get really sick of having to climb over just to go and get the ball. And the biggest single attraction, I think, was being able to, you know, hit the ball as hard as you liked, and it would just come back to you. So I think the other aspects of it sort of grew from there. You know, it's a viciously tough sport physically and strategically. You don't have a lot of room to manipulate your opponent. So being able to work out ways of winning in at high speed and very little time to make decisions, it's a pretty challenging.
So would you say the OAM is the culmination of all these years of work, the highest award you've received?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It, as I said at the beginning, it's one of those things that it just is beyond expectation. I was so surprised to even be nominated and so proud to be nominated. I still don't know who did it. So, it's just out of the blue. And at this time in my life, it's a fantastic recognition, I think, of the work that you put in, and I don't know any other way to describe, just overwhelmed.
Roger, congratulations, thank you for your time today, and well done.
Thanks very much, Nick, I really appreciate it.